This past week, a longtime U.S. diplomat died. George Lister was involved in U.S. policy from South Korea to South America. The historian Arthur Schlesinger Jr. describes Lister as one of the pioneers of the struggle for human rights, the State Department bureaucrat who sometimes risked his career to affect U.S. policy during the Cold War. George Lister was not well known to the public at large, but in the last years of his life he did become known to a much younger person, one of our producers, Tracy Wall.
First, I met George's wife, Alita. She was about 80 years old. I met her at the YMCA. She swam there on the nights I took Taekwondo. I was in the Foreign Service, she told me, for decades. Alita told me about her husband, George Lister. They'd been stationed in Moscow, in Poland, in Bogota. One evening, she asked me to come with her to a meeting of the Philosophical Society. It was held once a month at the Cosmos Club, an elite Washington establishment for the politically connected. Everyone at the meeting was over 80. A nuclear scientist arrived wearing a fedora. A tiny, wrinkled woman greeted Alita. She had a PhD in math and worked at the National Institutes of Health in the 1930s. Alita was frustrated that so few of the members came to talk to me. She said they don't realize that someday they will die, and then their passions will die with them. They need to tell young people about what they've done with their lives. After that meeting, a few weeks went by, and I didn't see her. Once, when I was trying to find her, George Lister answered the phone. "Hello, Tracy," he said. "Alita has told me about you. You work for NPR. Would you like to have lunch sometime? I can tell you about human rights and the State Department." We met at a restaurant on Connecticut Avenue. George was in his late 80s by then. He told me about his friendship with Kim Dae-jung, the man who spent time in prison before becoming the president of South Korea. George told me about how important he still felt human rights were. Even after he retired in 1982, George Lister kept his desk at the State Department. He went there for years to arrange speeches, call his old friends, and try to influence policy. He wanted to keep human rights on the agenda of the policymakers who succeeded him. But time passes, and then these once important men and women simply share the sidewalks with younger, newly important people who don't have time to hear about the accomplishments of those who came before them. The day we had lunch, George Lister told me that he'd been asked to move out of his desk at the State Department. They needed the space. Alita Lister called me yesterday to tell me that George had died. She asked me if I had recorded our conversation that day on Connecticut Avenue. "No," I said, "I never did, but I really wish I had."
Tracy Wall is a producer for this program.